Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, members of the Houston media asked questions of Indianapolis Colts head coach Jim Caldwell.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about how Peyton Manning has been playing this year? Would you say it's the best that he's been playing in his career at the start of the season?
Well, you know, he's had some, you know, awfully, you know, great years around here. You know, he's just one of those guys that somehow he finds a way to get better every single year. And this year's no exception. You know, the way in which he started the season obviously is something of note, where, you know, he's been able to put, you know, back-to-back games together that are a bit unusual. So, yeah, he's off to a great start. But, you know, the year he threw 49 touchdown passes, he also had a great start as well. And but the thing about him that makes him unusual is the fact that you know, he goes out every single day trying to get better. I mean, not only on the field of play, but also in the classroom as well.
Jim, you guys are leading the league in fewest points allowed, and you don't usually expect that from the Colts. What, you hired Larry Coyer. What has he done for your defense?
Well, you know, I think, obviously, number one, I think everybody knows he's been around the league a bit, and that he's an outstanding football coach. Very, very intelligent guy that does a great job of getting our defense ready and prepared. He, along with the rest of the guys on the staff, he's done a great job of kind of blending some things that we've done previously with some of his ideas as well. And he's gotten, you know, got everybody on the same page and believing in what we're doing. And so, you know, typically, you know, we've done a pretty good job. And, but the thing about this league, the great thing about it is the fact that you got to go out and prove it every week.
You guys have dominated the Texans 13-1. They've never won in Indy. Last year was the closest they've come. What do you attribute the domination to, and do you worry, you know, that at some point they're going to jump up there and take a chunk out of you?
Well, here's the number one thing. You know, we don't consider anything to be a point of domination of anyone at any point in time, because what happened in the past doesn't matter. It's the here and now that matters. We know one thing, that they're a hot team. They've won their last three games in a row. They improve every single week. And they're very, very talented. So we got our work cut out for us. That's what we're trying to focus in on, is how in the world do we stop them? You know, how in the world do we control Jacoby Jones and the rest of the arsenal that they have? So, you know, that's the thing that we focus in on.
How tough has it been for you to replace not just a great coach, but a popular, beloved coach like Tony?
Well, you know, I'm not certain that you ever replace, number one, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's a guy that is revered and loved and respected, you know, a tremendous amount. So the thing that I think you get into a problem with is if somebody comes in and, number one, you know, tries to be somewhat other than themselves. I can only be me. I've had 54 years of practice. And the other thing is, you know, he sets such high standards in terms of what we've been able to accomplish here in the past, that I recognize and realize that I don't have to do it alone. You know, we have a great organization, a great owner that doesn't do anything but give us everything we need to win in terms of resources, great personnel office, and Bill Polian and the rest of his staff, and then also, obviously, great coaches and players. So, you know, thank goodness that, you know, they understand what winning's all about, and they've developed a great winning culture here. And all I have to do is try to build upon what Tony had established.
With the injuries you've had in your secondary this year, how important have Freeney and Mathis been to your defensive success?
Well, you know, they're regardless of what our secondary situation is or has been, those guys have always been extremely important to us. You know, they've been able to maintain a level of play that's uncharacteristic between two guys that can really get up the field and pressure the quarterback, and have come up with a number of big plays week in and week out. So, you know, we have grown accustomed to expecting those kinds of afternoons that they typically have, and they work to achieve them. They're guys that study their craft and certainly get better. So, you know, I think overall, regardless of who we have back in the secondary, or what our problems may have been, or are, I should say, you know, we expect everybody still to be able to perform and perform well.
How is the health situation in your defensive backfield?
I think like anything else, I don't think anybody in this league is ever completely healthy. We got little bumps and bruises, but time will tell how we end up at the end of the week. So right now it's a little bit early to give you any real concrete information.
Texans rookie linebacker Brian Cushing has been made a big difference for the defense this year. He's near the top of the league in tackles for any player, rookie or not. Like, can you talk about him a little bit, what you've seen out of him this year?
Well, two things. Number one, we had an opportunity to look at him in the draft in preparation for the draft and know he's indeed an outstanding player. And the things that we saw him do in college, obviously he's come to this level and been able to do the same thing. He's a very tenacious player that's big, strong, and fast. And does a great job just in terms of, you can see he's very, very comfortable with his position. He's a guy that we certainly have to contend with.
What looks different to you about the Texans defense this year, or what do you think has allowed them to have the success they've had in the last few weeks?
Well, I think they're a talented group. I mean, that goes without saying. Mario Williams is still, a force to be reckoned with. He's a guy that can get up the field and give you problems with speed, or he can give you problems with power. He gives you problems with his length, and also in the run game as well. They have a good side. Cushing's doing well. Robinson is back and playing well in the secondary. And Pollard is a force. So all around, I think they have real fine talent, and they've done a great job in terms of schematically. They don't try to fool you. They're coming to get after you if they want to, or they're going to play coverage and play it soundly, but they get their guys to the ball and they hustle, and, they're a tough unit.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Also answering questions from the Houston media was Dallas Clark, the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts.
What did you think when you heard about Owen Daniels?
Sick to my stomach. It's I was doing an interview with a radio interview with Sirius, and they told me I was at dinner with my family and haven't heard anything on any other games, and they told me that, and it just kind of shocked me, because you don't wish it upon anyone, obviously, but especially a guy like him that he's just killing this year and just balling out and just making plays for his team and doing so well, and for that to happen, it's just awful, because he was just really doing a lot of great things out there.
Dallas, you guys always get off to great starts here. Everybody's going crazy over 5-3. Do you ever take your great starts for granted?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we do a good job of understanding that. You try not to think about, things like that, and so it's just kind of one of those things you don't talk about it too much. It's just like you try to act like it happens all the time, but everyone knows it doesn't, because it's so hard to, win three in a row in this league, let alone, whatever we're at. So it's just kind of one of those things that, I think we do a good job, and the coaches do a good job of really just focusing on one week at a time, and we don't look down the road, we don't look at the past. I think we do a good job of preparing one week for a team, playing the game, watching the film after, learning from it, and then moving on and going on to the next challenge. And so I think just the veteran group that we have been around a while, have done it a few times, kind of know what it takes. And so it's just kind of, it's definitely something you don't want to take for granted, but you also know you haven't proved anything. You started off well. That's great. But, there's a lot of football left to be played and a lot of big games coming up. And so it's just kind of one of those things you take it one week at a time.
We think Peyton is playing great all the time. But looking at his streak of 300-yard games and his completion percentage, is this as well as he's played?
I think so. I mean, I think it's one of those things that he has, whether he can take his game to another level, I didn't think he could, but he's obviously, I think, showing it this year. I think he's really doing a great job of getting us in competitive situations and kind of in good situations offensively with, you know, some checks and play calling. And then he's giving us a chance to catch the ball, and so he's making good decisions with it. And something that he's always done, but, you know, he's just, you know, for whatever reason, he's just, you know, might be just a little sharper here and there on a few things, but overall, he's really playing well, and, you know, it's just a credit to his hard work and his, you know, his preparation each week.
Can you talk about how your young receivers have stepped up this year with Anthony Gonzalez out, and how much of that credit goes to Peyton Manning?
Some of it. I mean, you know, obviously it helps having him kind of helping you know with little pointers and just trying to get on the same page but you know it's they got most the rest of the credit. I mean, they're doing a great job of handling this offense, which, you know, no college offense will prepare you for this offense, and so for those guys to come in and take their hits, make their mistakes and not get frustrated and keep plugging away, you know, I think those guys, you know, deserve a lot of credit for, you know, just staying on course, staying consistent. I mean, they're making mistakes here and there, but tell you what, they're making plays out there as well, and that's the most important thing. So I think they're learning a lot, and it's just only going to help them down the road, or, you know, later in their career. So I think it's tough for a rookie to come in here and not only understand the offense, but to be effective in it. And you know, they're doing both for sure.
What stands out to you about the Texans' defense? They've been playing as well as just about any in the league over the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, they're playing outstanding. They're your typical defense that, you know, they play head up. They're not trying to confuse you with different fronts. You know, they're your vanilla. You know, they're going to line up and they're going to say, all right, come beat us. And to do that in this league, you have to have 11 guys that know their role, know exactly what they're doing, and working well together, and then when the ball comes, making plays, and that's exactly what they're doing, and it's a credit to them and their hard work. I mean, they're physical, they're fast, and they play together as a unit, and it's not, you know, just one guy. They're not just waiting for Williams to make a sack or anything like that. I mean, there's 11 guys that are working well together and have done a lot of good things this year.
Dallas, Texans, as you know, never won in Indianapolis. Last year is the closest they'd come with that 6-point loss. You guys have averaged beating them 34-17. What do you attribute your dominance against them since they've come into the league?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, but, you know, it's tough to, I mean, because each game was different, you know, whether it's special teams or whether it was this or that. I mean, you know, each game kind of has its own personality and does, you know, has kind of its big, you know, big difference maker. And, you know, I think just consistently is just, you know, just, you know, I think, you know, just them as a team learning how to win and you know, finishing close games, and that's what they're doing this year. You got to learn how to win in this league, and you got to learn how to, you know, in the fourth quarter, you know, a player, some, you know, offense, defense, special teams, you know, a unit has to step up and make, you know, some plays, and you know, they, you know, they've been falling short here, you know, in the last few years, but now they got a team that is buying into the system, playing hard, playing with confidence, and learning how to finish games, and that's you know, that, I think that's kind of the difference between this team this year and the past years. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and they know how to finish games now.
Back to their defense, so the linebacker play has really been a big difference for them this year. Can you talk about D'Amico Ryans and Brian Cushing a little bit?
Well, I mean, they're, you know, two physical backs that have a good nose for the football, and, you know, they're making plays and definitely doing a lot of positives for their defense.
When you see Cushing on film, does it surprise you that he's a rookie with how well he's been playing?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is making some good plays, very, you know, kind of ahead of the game as a rookie, and, you know, but, you know, definitely doing some good things for them, and, you know, definitely someone to be on the lookout for.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dallas. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
Bye.